It's okay, what's up with this? You know, I love hip hop. I know it's a male dominated form, but it'll change over time. Well, it hasn't really, it's still like maybe 10%. And there's still the sort of the sexualization of female artists, but there are some, but the ratio is just way off. I don't know what it is. There are some more producers, there are some more DJs than that, but you still got a ways to go. Or I don't know, maybe that's just the way it is. Let's continue. Speaking of late great artists, special ones, Spill Little on the Curb, Bay Area. It is the Conscious Daughters, Something Funky to Write To. We're going to play next year on WFMU, and thanks everybody who has contributed. Oh shoot, we're almost out of time. Huh? Who knows where the time goes? Huh? Who knows where the time goes? Funky F's edition. Something to write to.
To make a grip coming straight from out the O, so you know that we got the funky track, this fact. But anyway, it's my turn, so let me introduce special one first up from the gangster crew, known as CCD, with the title and the rep. It's quite apparent, serving funky hits to keep your punk tricks staring. Pump it up, Mac hits for your ears, kicking loud and clear, making hoes disappear, hitting donuts in a tray sideways to the next like triple gold fangs and the kids tight. Five deep mobbing through winter town, tone gangsta flake with the top damn, damn, the hits hitting hard in the truck, got me three wheels switching on them, is on the next block, headed straight to the top, and as long as my skills pay the bills, I'ma never stop, kicking them hits you love, pass a dank and a drink for the buzz, it's a ghetto thing, so I bring the ghetto slang, hooking brothers like the cane when I do my thing, five real G's mobbing on a mission, check it, it's the funky expedition that we call a little something to ride to.
Really? Really? Come on now.
Front Hill Boulevard, the bumpy ass strip. Homie steady clowning on the gas brake dip. It's a conscious groove making all my daughters move. Rolling through the town with the big bass boom. Let's get bigger on these brothers up the street. Jock them for a minute, let them take us out to eat. But I'll concentrate on all my brothers later. I flow to this hit cause I'm special one the greater. But it's this funky beat that got me gripping still like this. Coming to my show, if you're fine, you may kiss the miss with the bomb. I never stress no tension. Come kick it with the daughters as we take you on a funky expedition.
Thank you. He's got a stack of records. He's gonna spin them on 45. Yeah, what's up with 32%? Come on. That was a good show. I know I made mistakes. 30, come on. 50%. I don't care. Let's get there. We've got 1 minute and 20 seconds. We're getting at least 50%. Otherwise, I have failed the world. I have failed my station. WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, Rockland County, New York City, 91.9 FM, and online everywhere at WFMU.org. This has been another edition of the October Hellraiser show of Put the Needle on the Record, Volume 2 of a 2-4-part set. Coming next, previously on Hip Hop Slam was, I can't even remember, that was last week. Next week it's going to be R.I.P. Rap. And then the following week, it's going to be Turntable Terror. Okay? I'm just going to leave you with DJ Peanuts. You've got 36 seconds to bring it to 50%. Thank you. Have a nice evening and week, and be safe.
you're tuned to WFMU. This show is called Downtown Soulville. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning soul 45s for your listening enjoyment. So, it being October, this is a special edition of the show. I do all special theme shows for the month of October. It's our October Hellraiser fundraiser. Try to raise $375,000 for the station this month. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. You can read about all the prize levels there on the website. Anyway, tonight, well, I've been doing this radio show out of New Jersey for 28 years, and I've never devoted an entire show to New Jersey records. That's what I'm going to do tonight. Thanks, Mr. C, for the idea a couple months ago. I don't know why I'd never thought of it myself. All New Jersey labels, New Jersey artists, New Jersey Soul Records on tonight's Downtown Soulville. Here's one on a label out of Newark called Ambassador. It's by George Finley. Spinning the soul of New Jersey on tonight's Downtown Soulville radio show. In the background, on the Tifton label, out of Newark, Mr. Hippie by Doc Bagby. Tamala Lewis did if you can stand me, you can kind of hear the George Clinton chord changes in there. He wrote that one. Manhattan's Searching for My Baby on the Carnival label. Very prolific New Jersey record label, Carnival. Unfortunately, the needle got hung up on a little piece of crud, stuck to the grooves. Hasn't happened in a while. Baby Washington, a New York artist recording on a New Jersey label, Neptune, the first release on Neptune Records, You Never Could Be Mine, and George Finley, Bronco, the instrumental at the very beginning of the show. Dog and the Duck, that was by the fabulous Royal Flames on Newark's London House label. Got one queued up by one of my favorite New Jersey singers. Her name's Dee Dee Warwick, from a family full of musical royalty. She's from East Orange. Sister of Dion, of course. Niece of Sissy Houston, cousin of Whitney Houston. Here's Dee Dee Warwick on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Oh, no, no, can't go.
This is the point in the show when I realize I'm not going to get to nearly half the stuff I want to play. Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. In the background, Joe Dukes. This is called Muha the DJ. It's on the Prestige label during the period that Prestige was located in Bergenfield, New Jersey. They had moved there from New York in 66, I believe. Lee Williams and the Cymbals on the Carnival label did I Love You More. Isley Brothers, the first release on their T-Neck label. That's T-Neck, so called because they had relocated from Cincinnati to various parts of New Jersey, and Ron Isley was living in T-Neck, T-E-A-N-E-C-K, New Jersey. That was called Testify, part two. That features Jimi Hendrix on guitar. Rudy Stewart on the Uptight label did Baby You Goofed. Lovettes, Little Miss Soul, and the great New Jersey singer Dee Dee Warwick. I Can't Go Back. Let's hear one now on the Most Beautiful record label. You got to Google it and see for yourself. Maybe someone can post a link on the chat board at WFMU.org. The label is called Newark, and it's just this beautiful abstract skyline in blues and greens. It's gorgeous. Here's a... this guy's actually a Southern singer, Raj Martin, but he recorded for the Newark label out of Newark, New Jersey, so he qualifies for tonight's program.
I'm kind of shy. I'm singing and I'm loose. I'm not a Romeo or the loving kind. So at night when I want your sweet love, I just close my eyes and open up my mind. I can show them. Open up my mind. I
when you find out you've been somebody's fool. The sweetest lie you ever told was when you said you loved me. I used to lie awake deep in the night, trying to picture your sweet thoughts of me. I was too blind to see, I was just your too green apple on a tree. I should've stayed in school, though some people got to learn it the hard way. Yes, they do.
Downtown Soulville Radio Show, WFMU, Soul 45s on a Friday night. And tonight it's all New Jersey 45s, broadcasting from New Jersey and playing the New Jersey sounds. In the background, Martin's Mustangs with Funky Boardwalk, which I suppose is the down the shore equivalent of Funky Broadway. Gwen Cusar did the hard way. Don Gardner, My Baby Likes to Boogaloo. An old favorite here. EJ Rush, Stick Tight to Me. EJ also recorded under the name Paul Sindab. And both Don Gardner and Paul Sindab appeared, if you were lucky enough to see them, at the Dig Deeper concert series in Brooklyn. Boy, do I miss that. And they were both fantastic. Eddie Lyon did I Want You to Love Me, Boy, and Rog Martin on the beautiful Newark label, Close My Eyes and Open Up My Mind. So it would not be a New Jersey show without at least one record from Linda Jones. I don't have many Linda Jones records, as it turns out, but I got one queued up right now. Widely regarded as one of the greatest singers of the soul era. From Newark, born 44, died very young, only 27 years old. Here's Linda Jones on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Thank you. this is the age of Aquarius, and what I'm about to say to you definitely is no hype. Once it is show the peace sign, everybody come on, show the peace sign while I get the horns ready. Hey fellas,
yeah!
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Turn it!
Home, baby. Oh,
That's going to do it for this week's New Jersey soul-themed episode of the Downtown Soulville radio program. Thank you for listening. Oh, man, I could have done a whole other show of this stuff. In the background, Willie and the Mighty Magnificence for the second time in this set. This one's called Souling. It's on Sylvia Robinson's All Platinum label. I could do a whole show of All Platinum and related labels. Maybe I'll do that one day. There are so many releases on All Platinum, Stang, other related labels that are skipping. I can't think of right now. Johnny Acey, My Home, that's on one of the All Platinum related labels called DJL. Willie and the Mighty Magnificence again, Think Funky Part 1, also on All Platinum. Heartstoppers on All Platinum, Just What the Doctor Ordered. And Linda Jones, Fugitive from Love. What would she have gone on to if she had lived longer than 27 years? Stay tuned for Tom Dash filling in tonight for the next 3 hours. I'll be back next Friday with more Soul 45s. Next Friday's theme, hits. None of these obscurities. I'm going to be playing hit records that I happen to love. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be right back.
soul.